As we move along toward the weekend with another Good Stuff program, Mike and Kim Burge along with you here, I had some more of those It's So Hot jokes. Just a couple more of those.
Okay. Okay.
First, we want to remind everybody that the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, yearlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. The Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And, of course, yesterday's antiques. Mike, in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, is a great place to go visit. You can wander around for a couple of hours easy. Find some treasures, find some collectibles, and have a good time as well. It's a great store, great antiques.
Well, Kim, I happened to stumble across some more of those It's So Hot jokes, and I thought since a lot of our listening area was in the triple digits over the past few days, we'll get a little break from that, it sounds like now, but one of our stations, KWIR, up in Winter, South Dakota, had the nation's high at 108 the other day. So this one goes out to some of those folks listening to those hot spots. So, it's so hot, even my wife's heart is melting. You might not like that one. It's so hot you can wash and dry your clothes at the same time. And it's so hot everyone is wearing sweatpants. Think about that one for a second. It's so hot I bought a loaf of bread and by the time I got it home, it was toast. And it's so hot Adam and Eve traded their fig leaves for ice cubes. It's so hot global warming has been replaced by global melting. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And now I have a cowboy poem, and this was written by the famous Baxter Black. I'll see if I can do it justice. Called The Vegetarian's Nightmare, a dissertation on plants' rights, from Baxter Black. Ladies and diners, I make you a shameful, degrading confession. A deed of disgrace in the name of good taste. Though I did it, I meant no aggression. I had planted a garden last April and lovingly sang it a ballad. But later in June, beneath a full moon, forgive me, I wanted a salad. So I slipped out and fondled a carrot, caressing its feathery top. With the force of a brood, I tore out the root. It whimpered and came up with a pop. Then, laying my hand on a radish, I jerked it and it left a small crater. Then, with the blade of my true-value spade, I exhumed a slumbering tater. Celery I plucked, I twisted a squash. Tomatoes were wincing in fear. I choked the romaine. It screamed out in pain. Their anguish was filling my ears. I finally came to the lettuce, as it cringed at the top of the row. With one wicked slice, I beheaded it twice. As it withered, I dealt a death blow. I butchered the onions and parsley. My hoe was all covered with gore. I chopped and I whacked without looking back. Then I stealthily slipped in the door. My bounty lay naked and dying, so I drowned them to snuff out their life. I sliced and I peeled as they thrashed and they reeled on the cutting board under my knife. I violated tomatoes so their innards could never survive. I grated and ground till they made not a sound. Then I boiled the tater alive. Then I took the small broken pieces I had tortured and killed with my hands and tossed them together, heedless of whether they suffered or made their demands. I ate them. Forgive me. I'm sorry. But hear me through. I'm a beginner. Those plants feel pain, though it's hard to explain to someone who eats them for dinner. I intend to begin a crusade for plants' rights, including chickpeas. The ACLU will be helping me, too. In the meantime, please pass the blue cheese. From Baxter Black. Now, the next time all you folks go out to your garden, you'll be thinking about that, right? I'll finish up with a few more of those It's So Hot jokes, okay? It's so hot, firecrackers light themselves. How hot is it? Well, it's so hot, even the artificial flowers are wilting. And it's so hot, I saw two hydrants fight over a dog. Folks, if you have items to share on the Good Stuff, we appreciate that you send those to us, and the way to do that is send it to Kim H. Burge, that's Kim, and then middle initial H as in Hill, and Burge is B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. We get some things from around the area, and we appreciate hearing from you folks out there. Please include the author if you know who it is so we can give credit where credit is due. So send those in to us. We'll take a look at those, and maybe one of those days, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to end up here right on your local radio station on another future edition of The Good Stuff.